Welcome back into the Sunday Spotlight. I'm your host, Aaron Harvey, joined by Howard Spiva, and he's practiced law for 30 years and also been known as the kids' lawyer. So he's seen a lot of accidents, and he has seen the effects of a lot of different accidents, a lot of effects which could have been prevented, and that's why we are here talking today. March is known as Brain Injury Awareness Month, and so we are talking with Mr. Spiva about that. In the first segment, we talked about helmets and how it's become commonplace for bicycles and things like that, and how kids are so open to putting on a helmet to ride a bicycle. However, you think about a lot of these car accidents and children getting injured. Well, if the children had been wearing a helmet inside of this vehicle, maybe they wouldn't have suffered a brain injury. It could have been completely prevented. But that's not something that's common in our world. And so it's kind of strange to think about a kid wearing a helmet inside of a vehicle. And so what is the main challenge to try to get that turned so that it's not strange to think about wearing a helmet inside of a vehicle?
You know, that's a good point, and it's, we've been working on it since we founded our charity, the Justice for Children Foundation, in 1999. And it amazes me, if you go and Google, you might see somebody giving away helmets, but most of the time it has to do with bicycles or something like that. And you just don't see the movement to encourage kids, to show them that helmets are cool so that they wear them in cars. And I think parents need to be educated. I mean, one of the major ways that children are injured, and there's really two major ways in car accidents. They're rear-ended, and even just the head motion, it's called coup contra coup, of like a whiplash motion, can shake the brain around inside the head, and there's rough edges in there, bony edges in the skull, and it can cause it. The biggest cause is the back of the seat breaks and the back of the parent's head or the headrest hits the child in the forehead where the frontal lobe is. And can you just imagine, you know, a child getting a brain injury and the guilt that that parent carries? The other main way is from a side impact, and the child's head slings over and hits either the frame of the car or the window itself. And, you know, just wearing a helmet, like a bike helmet, can prevent that. A study by the Pediatric Association confirms that. And as I mentioned earlier, just on bicycles, it prevents 75% of traumatic brain injuries and 85% of fatalities. And studies have shown that that translates those same numbers to in a car. So I think the answer is we get as many people involved as we can, and we hold festivals, we go to events, we go to community events, we go on parades, we have a webpage, I've published books. You know, we do things to educate people, and I think that's the answer. And, you know, we're only a step away. Like you said, kids are wearing helmets, you know, playing baseball, football, et cetera. So, you know, this is the next logical step in my view.
So have you approached parents about this? Because you said in the first segment that there is this resistance of anything involving the government, of how people govern their personal lives. Like, hey, you know, you can't make me wear a seatbelt. You can't make me get car insurance, vehicle insurance, because, you know, that should be my choice. Okay, well, have you had any kind of resistance, maybe telling a parent, hey, you know, it might be a good idea to put a helmet on your child while they're in their child restraint seat?
Yeah, I just don't think mandate is the best way to go. You open up all kinds of legalities, you know, tickets, lawsuits, criminal charges. I think that we just educate parents and show kids that helmets are cool. And, you know, like I said, our program, it's the charity webpage is headsandhelmet.com if anyone wants to read about it. I mean, I tell everyone who gets near me, our charity, we have a charity board, we have volunteers, the staff in my law office, we educate anyone we get near. We go out frequently, you know, numerous times a month. We go to community things, anything from a small classroom all the way up to a big event, a health event with thousands of people. They're out on Wilmington Island today, you know, spreading the education and giving away helmets. And we have what we call swag bags. We give out these bags that have helmets in them and all kinds of, you know, kind of promotional items and treats and so forth dealing with the charity. And so we just try to show kids by, you know, like at the events, we have people doing tricks on bicycles and, you know, firemen and people like that. And we just try to carry this message to all the events and, you know, make helmets cool. And, you know, our goal is to save kids one helmet at a time. And you know, that's just, I think, the best way is education.
The programs that you're talking about and being involved in parades, and that's a really great idea, giving away the helmets, letting the children decorate the helmets, have them decorated the way that they want to decorate them. Is there anything in the future, are there any ideas of how to expand that, even though it sounds like it's already pretty expansive?
Yeah, we have outreach programs in the churches. We have physicians write a prescription for a helmet to get the kids to come in and get them. We have police officers given a ticket that subpoenas them to go to the charity and get a helmet. We try to involve other community people, but we're reaching out nationwide. I mean, I'm really on a quest to eliminate brain injuries in children. You know, people go, yeah, but you're a brain injury lawyer. You know, I would be the happiest man on earth if I never got another brain injury case. They're horrible to see. They're horrible to see the devastation in a family. And we feel that enough is enough. It's preventable. And so we started this ambassador program, and we've actually got this law firm, Sloan Bagley, in Texas, that is our first ambassador, and they've joined us. They're giving away helmets by the many thousands. Like us, they've started winning all kinds of community service awards. We've had the honor of winning awards everywhere from the parades to the local business chambers, the Trial Lawyers Association, the State Bar, and we are proud of those, not because we get a trophy, but we're proud of them because we get the word out to tens and thousands of people and hopefully hundreds of thousands of people. But we are trying to get law firms across the country to join us in doing this in their cities because it's a good thing to do and we can carry that message. And so that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to get a national movement of trial lawyers doing good in their community and helping to prevent traumatic brain injuries.
That's Howard Spiva, and he is an attorney that deals with brain injuries all the time as we talk about Brain Injury Awareness Month and trying to prevent these brain injuries in children by issuing helmets and letting kids wear helmets also while they are in vehicles, not only on bicycles, but also in vehicles to prevent brain injuries in children. And we will talk to him more when we get back. You're listening to the Sunday Spotlight on WECO.